The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that serves up a thick slice of history 7 days a week. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're looking at a story that reminds us not to take small luxuries for granted, even something as seemingly unremarkable as pre-sliced bread. The day was January 18th, 1943. Claude R. Wickard, the Secretary of Agriculture and head of the War Food Administration, banned the sale of pre-sliced bread in America during World War II. The official reason given for the ban was to conserve wax paper, since sliced bread loaves require thicker wax paper to preserve their freshness compared to unsliced loaves. However, there was no shortage of wax paper when the ban took effect, and most bread-making companies had plenty on hand and wouldn't have needed to buy more for several months. The secondary goal of the ban was to conserve the nation's wheat supply. It's hard to imagine, but pre-sliced bread was a relatively new product at the time. It had only been available for a little over a decade, thanks to the advent of the automatic bread slicing machine. The novelty of not having to slice it yourself had led to a drastic increase in bread consumption nationwide, with roughly 80% of all bread consumed in the country the sliced variety. So banning sliced bread was intended to decrease demand, which would, in turn, reduce the demand for flour and ultimately lower the price of all those products, while also increasing the nation's stockpile of wheat. However, just like with waxed paper, there wasn't a wheat shortage at the time. The U.S. had amassed over 1 billion bushels of wheat, enough to feed the country for 2 years, even if no new wheat was harvested during that period. In reality, Wickard didn't have a clear-cut reason for banning sliced bread. He probably just wanted to save a little money in the national agricultural budget and figured that sliced bread was a luxury that most Americans wouldn't mind giving up, but he quickly found out just how wrong he was. The ban caught everyone off guard and sent thousands of families scrambling to hardware stores to buy bread knives, which promptly sold out. hotels, restaurants, and railroad dining cars were given a 60-day grace period to prepare for the ban. But for local bakeries and markets, the shakeup happened overnight. 1 week into the ban, Sue Forrester of Fairfield, Connecticut, wrote a letter to the New York Times lamenting the state of affairs. She spoke for just about everyone when she wrote, quote, "I should like to let you know how important sliced bread is to the morale and saneness of a household. My husband and four children are all in a rush before, during, and after breakfast. Without ready sliced bread, I must do the slicing for toast, 2 pieces for each one, that's 10. For their lunches, I must cut by hand at least 20 slices for 2 sandwiches apiece. Afterward, I make my own toast. 22 slices of bread to be cut in a hurry. They look less appetizing than the baker's neat, even pieces. Haven't the bakers already their own bread slicing machines and for thousands of loaves?" It may sound like a frivolous complaint, but she actually had a point. It was a waste of time and effort to cut dozens of slices of bread every day for no good reason. And with steel in short supply during the war, a dependable bread knife was increasingly hard to find. You might imagine this was a somewhat toothless ban, officially on the books, but not really enforceable. However, bakeries that refused to comply with the regulation were slapped with costly fines. John F. Conaboy, the supervisor of the FDA's New York branch, warned bakeries that the administration was, quote, "prepared to take stern measures if necessary." And he wasn't bluffing either. Emil Fink, a big-time baker in New York City, was one of many hit with a $1,000 fine for continuing to sell sliced bread. The ban was so poorly conceived and so unpopular with the public that it was finally lifted on March 8, 1943, just 3 months after its introduction. In a statement issued by the War Production Board, Wickard confessed that, quote, "Our experience with the order leads us to believe that the savings are not as much as we expected." In other words, the whole ordeal had been for nothing. The New York Times celebrated the news in somewhat dated fashion by declaring, quote, "Sliced bread put back on sale. Housewives' thumbs safe again." With sliced bread back on the market, it wasn't long before Americans started using it as a benchmark for all the small joys of life. From then on, if something was truly exceptional, it was heralded as the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you enjoyed today's show, you might want to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.